Biscuit, if it ain't time for another episode of Uncasting. I'm your host, Max.
He did not warn me that that was going to be the thing. And this is Brian, your other host. Your co-host, if you will.
Yeah, and if you couldn't tell from the intro, today we are talking about Fallout New Vegas.
It all makes sense now. I see. Yes. Today we are going to be casting a project, I'm assuming, with the content in Fallout New Vegas, that it would be a series.
Yeah, I think so. I think pretty much almost any video game we're going to cast for would be a TV show, because they're just so big, and there's so many side quests you could do, and so much going on in those worlds that a TV show does make sense.
Right. So yes, we will be casting, I'm picturing a, maybe not like a prestige HBO series.
Maybe Showtime or Stars.
I'm thinking like FX.
FX, oh yeah.
One of the mid-range cable channels where you could do, you know, some violence and nudity. Wouldn't be like, you know, broadcast TV or anything.
Right. AMC, kind of like a Breaking Bad production of New Vegas.
Right. Yeah, AMC might be... Well, AMC is more the prestige end, but Breaking Bad was kind of gritty. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I hope that you're not giving away any of your choices.
Nope, you have not. I don't think I picked anyone for from that cast. I could be wrong.
Spoilers! Spoilers! wait. All right.
Okay, so let's briefly talk about what New Vegas is and kind of the plot, if you will, and kind of the background of the game, and then we'll get right into it.
Okay. I can start if you'd like.
Yeah.
The Fallout universe is an alternate universe where the history of America kind of diverged a little bit, but you don't really get into that. But all you really need to know about the Fallout New Vegas setting is that approximately 200 or so years prior to the events in the game, America and China got into a fallout nuclear war. And America was bombed back into basically the Stone Age.
I think most of the world, from what I understand, was bombed back to the Stone Age as well. It was fire everything, death blossom.
Right. But Vegas itself actually was somewhat protected from the bombs by a Star Wars type... Am I dating myself?
No.
Star Wars. The Ronald Reagan Star Wars laser defense system.
Yeah.
So it didn't really suffer as much of the devastation as the rest of America did. But now, 200 years later, people are starting to rebuild. And there's... Man, am I going into too much detail? I always worry about that.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe we should start where the player begins.
Okay.
And maybe, like, if you'd never... maybe just start where the player begins in the story.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, so you start off the game as a courier number 6, in the New Vegas, Nevada area. Couriers deliver messages, packages... And you're playing as one who gets caught into a little bit of trouble, who's delivering a casino chip, the platinum chip, and it was all a setup. And then you pretty much, spoilers, you die in the beginning of the game and get rebuilt and rebuild the character you want to play as for the remainder of the game. And from there, you can literally do whatever you want. You can go on a vengeance mission for the people who killed you. You can just wander around being a drifter in Nevada it's really open world and all kind of all up to you. There is a story. There's some other factions, and we'll get into the characters about that are trying to take over Vegas.
Right.
And trying to get control of the Hoover Dam, which is providing electricity, which is important in a modern world.
Right. That's the key. There's a bunch of different factions. I think you mentioned that already.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of fighting for control of Hoover Dam. And as we... I mean, if you haven't played the game, this is kind of our standard disclaimer. If you haven't played the game and you don't want to be spoiled, what are you doing here?
Play the game. Come back.
Play the game. Come save this on your podcatcher. Come back later.
Listen to one of our other good episodes that you have some background on, and then come back to this one when you get through it a little bit.
Right. So as we go through the characters that we're going to be casting, you'll get bits and pieces of the story and kind of see where it goes. If maybe you're just listening because you're not interested in Fallout New Vegas, but you just want to hear our ideas about casting.
Yeah, that's valid, and hopefully then you're inspired to play this game, or in the future go read the book that we were talking about.
So
for the characters, I think there are 12 characters we have that we picked.
Yeah, we have the same list, I think.
Yeah, I think we're mostly just going to do the companions, and then some of the other major players in the factions.
I think we should start with the main character, though.
Yeah, I think that's a good... I liked it when we did the Dragon Age one.
Yeah.
Talking about the main character.
And then we can kind of go through maybe as you meet them.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So, I thought I had two choices here, but I only have one. So I'm totally not stalling to ask you to talk about your picks.
So the first character I think we run into is Kaz, right?
Oh, you don't want to do the player character?
Oh, player character, my bad, yeah. I was on the wrong page for my notes. So,
just a little sidebar about process. My notes are on my phone, and Max's notes are actually in a paper journal.
Yeah.
His are probably going to survive nuclear war.
Yeah. Probably be a ruined book.
All right.
Okay, for the player character, I chose Daniel Calunya. He was in Get Out. He was in the new Black Panther movie. Yeah.
Who did he play in Black Panther?
He was from the Herder tribe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't remember the character's name in Black Panther.
He's not the...
He's the one, spoilers, who turns on Black Panther.
Right.
With the rhinoceros.
Oh, and, interesting.
Yeah, whose girlfriend is the bodyguard of the Hive.
Right, the Dora Milaje.
Yeah.
The head of the Dora.
So him, Milaje. I think he would be a really good player character in a TV series.
That's a good choice.
And he's done a lot of other TV work. He's been on Black Mirror. He's British, which you can just...
And he could totally play a badass.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then my other female choice for a lead is Karen Gillian, Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, she's got a big range. She could totally do that.
Yeah.
And she... Yeah, I think she could totally lead a project like this.
Yeah, and I think it would be a lot of fun just to watch either of those two main characters run around New Vegas.
That's a good choice. I don't think that my choice matches up. Yeah, I thought I had two written down here, but I'm looking at my notes. I only have one name. And the one name that I have... she's proven that she could lead a project. She has an amazing range. I think you know who I'm talking about. It's Tatiana Maslany.
Yep. Yeah, no, she I think she could really carry the New Vegas series if she really wanted to.
She wouldn't. I mean, it would be a different feel than what you're going for. You're picking, like, you know, someone who's a badass.
Yeah.
Warrior type. She's more of the, you know, the smart...
doesn't dump all her stats into agility, charisma. Yeah, I think my characters would have charisma, constitution, strength.
Right.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a male lead, apparently. But I think that kind of gives you an idea of how I see the project.
Yeah, definitely two different takes on it. More of the run and gun over here, and then the all the other skills that I never really used in the video game.
This will also give you, if you have played Fallout New Vegas, an idea of how Max and I play the game a little differently from each other. So then the very next character that you meet, literally in the opening scene, the one who shoots you in the head.
Yeah.
Benny.
Yep.
Who is voice acted in the game, if you played it, by Matthew Perry.
He does a phenomenal job at it, too.
That's sarcasm, right?
No, I thought he did a good job as Benny. He played the kind of sleazy 50s Vegas dude.
I have to admit, I did not like his voice acting. It was very flat. He brought almost no personality. I didn't think he'd add any personality to them. But anyway, the opinions vary. So my top choice is anyone but Matthew Perry.
Yeah, I think I stayed away from the voice actors on this project.
But the two actors that I thought could do a really good job with... So Benny is one of the casino owners who kicks off the game by catching your character and shooting you in the head and stealing the platinum chip from you. So you want someone who's charming, but also has a bit of a menace to him. And so my top choice, I think, would be John Hamm.
Yeah, definitely. I'm kind of picturing John Hamm from Baby Driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You could totally see. I mean, I was actually picturing Don Draper from Mad Men, but, you know, that same kind of suave, dark, you know.
But also menacing. A bad guy.
Yeah. My second choice, if I went in a kind of a different direction, is the actor, and I'm trying to think of projects he's been in, Gael Garcia Bernal.
Name sounds familiar, I'm not...
Look him up. I first saw him in a Pedro Almodovar movie, which I am probably mispronouncing. My apologies to the director. Spanish? I'm not sure what his... Hang on.
Yeah.
I probably should have done more research.
Yeah. What was his name again?
No, he's Mexican. He's a Mexican film actor, director. Gael Garcia Bernal.
Okay. Here. I've seen him before.
Let's check out some of his roles. Motorcycle Diaries.
Haven't seen that one.
Y Tu Mama Tambien.
Nope.
Bad Education is the one that I saw him in. Babel,
yeah, I've seen Babel.
Okay. Mozart in the Jungle.
So. Yeah, I've seen that one too. Okay, that guy, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
charming, but menacing. He can do menacing too, I think.
Yeah, definitely. My choices for Benny were a little bit different. They were more on like the charming end.
Okay.
And because Benny is kind of incompetent somewhat throughout the game.
Right.
So he was more of charming and trying to be the bad guy, trying to be the cool. Okay. I got everything under control.
I see.
Yeah, that's how I kind of got the sense before I killed Benny in my game.
Gotcha.
I chose Nick Frost.
Nick Frost.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Kind of the comedic relief a little bit. If you don't decide to kill him off in the TV show, he can be a reoccurring kind of pain in your butt, but he's charming enough,
yes.
And he can play a bad guy, but it's his kind of bad guy I'd love to see as Benny.
Right.
And then the other one I chose, Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, so I kind of picked that as the comedy role of Benny.
Gotcha. Okay. A nice balance too. But could Danny DeVito actually catch the courier?
Yeah, he does. Well, Benny does. He has help with the cons.
Right. He's got a
One of
gang
the other
helping him.
factions.
Yes.
We didn't cast any of those folks because we really some of the factions aren't all that important, and it
Right.
didn't the cons don't really add all that much to the main storyline, and that's
They'd be guest stars. Once you had the broad outlines of the plot, they would be like individual episodes or maybe just like one or two episode arcs
Yeah.
or background characters, really.
So I think the next character we run into is Cass.
Yes.
Yeah, drinking alone in the bar.
Right.
Let's see who I picked. Cass is kind of a strong female lead character.
She runs a or ran a caravan.
Yeah, takes no shit from anyone.
Right.
Kind of does her own thing and her own boss.
Right. Her full name is
Well, you look it up, I'll tell our listeners what I chose.
okay.
Margaret Robbie was one of my top choices for that, for Kaz.
Okay.
Suicide Squad, she played the new Harley Quinn. She
Yes,
was in the I, Tonya movie. Yeah, I think she has that demeanor of Kaz.
Rose of Sharon Cassidy
Right.
is her full name, also known as Cass or Whiskey Rose.
I like, well, is it? Yeah, I like Whiskey Rose.
She was my favorite companion, by the way.
And then the last person I chose, Emma Roberts.
Yeah, I could see that too. I
Yeah.
thought about her too for the part.
Yeah, I think she can play that character. She has a huge range of what she can play. She was in American Horror Story, so she had to change every season of what she was.
Right.
And I don't think she played the same character over and over again.
Right.
And yeah, I think either of those fine actresses could play Kaz.
I think we went with the same, we were thinking in the same range for Cass because I had Sarah Michelle Gellar
Okay.
or Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce Dallas Howard in the Jurassic World movies kind of comes across as what am I thinking of?
Insecure?
Yeah, but like she's brittle. She's like,
Tough, tries to be a tough guy on the outside, tough
right.
girl on the outside, but fragile, sensitive on the inside.
Right.
And that, yeah, that's kind of like Kaz.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was thinking.
Wears a mask of being a tough person.
Right. Plus, I just really like the actress. And then next you meet Veronica, right?
Yeah, I think depending on where you go, but yeah, let's do Veronica next.
Okay. Oh, you know who we missed?
Who?
Doc Mitchell.
Oh, let's go back and do that one then. I have some fun choices for that one.
I only have one. I really only have one choice. Voice acted in the game by Michael Hogan, but we're kind of playing on hard mode. We don't want to pick the voice actors. I picked Sam Elliott.
He was one of my picks too.
Doc Mitchell is the kindly old doctor who patches you up after you get shot in the head and
Yeah.
kind of gets you back on your feet and on your way.
And he kind
So,
of looks like Sam Elliott too.
yes. Who else did you have?
I picked Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. I
Yeah.
can see that.
Sam Elliott and Danny Glover, I think, could play that character pretty well.
Right. Doc Mitchell is definitely getting too old for this shit.
He is. repairing too many brains and putting it all back together.
Right. But yeah, then Veronica. So Veronica, you meet as kind of a hermit, but turns out she belongs to one of the other factions, a very secretive military order called, known as the Brotherhood of Steel. And she has a character arc. My first choice for Veronica was Brie Larson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Who's going to play Miss Marvel in the mm-hmm. upcoming movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
And has had some other roles that I'm blanking on right now.
But yeah, I think she could totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did you have?
I thought, going kind of a different direction, Candace Patton, who plays on TV's The Flash.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, also kind of secretive. She doesn't really get a lot to do on The Flash, at least the seasons I've seen, but I think she could definitely play that part.
Yeah. Kind of, almost kind of like a, when we did Dragon Age, a Liara type, kind of
nerdy,
secretive.
Right. Science-oriented. Less combat-oriented.
Hasn't really experienced the world all that much.
Right.
New to the world.
But has a lot of book learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's all you need in the desert.
Right.
With rad scorpions.
After you know, a nuclear war wiped everything out.
Yeah. I had Letitia Wright, who was Shawnee from Black Panther.
Shuri, yes.
I even wrote Shuri on there, and I don't know why I said Shawnee.
That's a good one.
Yeah, she plays that exact character in Black Panther. Kind of like the nerdy book type.
Right.
Can fight, but...
Sarcastic,
witty, and yeah.
Veronica's weapon of choice is Power Fist.
Yeah.
And Shuri had those giant, like...
Black Panther fists
that she would... Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was imagining in the TV show. It just has that going... Poof, poof, poof.
Right. She would just always be punching things.
Yeah. And my other one was Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from Scott Pilgrim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's been in a couple other things, but she's kind of like the quiet...
Ramona Flowers.
Yeah, she's kind of quiet, nerdy type,
mm-hmm.
kind of plays characters who aren't really experienced in the world. And
right.
But she's a fighter. If you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World, she definitely fights.
Yes, she does. Who do you want to go to next?
Let's go to Craig Boone. He's my favorite, other than the dog.
Right. Oh, there's Rex. Always a dog. Rex. Yeah, it's a robo dog. Right. Boone is a sniper with a very haunted past.
Yep.
His wife was fridged, basically providing him motivation to be a companion.
He really. Oh, what was that?
You're aware of that.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I had to call it out. Who did you have?
I was going to say Boone is, he really hates Caesar's Legion. I had to learn that the hard way after kind of doing the run and gun style. most of my playthroughs, I either went with the Caesar's Legion, who wanted to take over. They were basically Romans. And they
tribal
weren't
Romans.
Tribal Romans. And Boone really doesn't like them. And so as soon as I went to their base, Boone turned on me and on the entire camp.
Did he survive?
I had to go back to the last save and tell him to wait here. Yeah.
Oh, right. Companions don't die unless you're on, like, the hardcore mode, right?
I think if you really tick them off, then they do die.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I didn't want... I like Boone a lot. I chose for Boone, though, John Bernthal?
Oh, okay.
Punisher. Walking Dead. He's been on a couple. I think Public Enemy, he was in that one. He's kind of like the badass.
Right.
Can have a haunted past. He had a haunted past in Punisher. Totally. He's already been on TV shows.
Totally.
And yeah. And my other one, Katie Sackhoff for Boone. I gender bend that one.
That's a good. Oh, that's a good one. That's hard to get out of my head now.
I know. That. As soon as I wrote that down, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to pick her at the end. But I think she, well, from Battlestar Galactica, she can pretty much play the same character.
Right.
And she's already gender bent the character, so.
She's, right. She was also in that, the third.
Pitch Black movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and she has a range of characters too, but mostly she gets typecasted as the badass fighter.
Right. Only had one choice, and then now it seems like an uninspired choice. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
More of the physical type compared to the game character,
mm-hmm.
You know. But he's that quiet, intense kind of actor. You know, the long stares, the long silences, not very talkative.
Yeah.
I saw him as Boone.
Yeah, and he's done some action movies too, so I know he could definitely pull off that role too.
Mm-hmm. Driver. Driver is amazing.
Have yeah. you seen Driver? Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do Arcade Ganon next?
Sure.
One of my least favorite companions. He always.
Arcade Ganon is a doctor who works for a faction called the Followers of the Apocalypse, who are basically post-apocalyptic Mormons trying to provide healing and medical care.
Socialism, right?
Socialism.
That's not why I didn't like him, but...
Arcade Ganon also has a past, as many of these characters do. And my first choice for him was Chris Pine.
Yeah, definitely.
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk. One of the many Chris trifectas out there.
Right. One of the Chris's in Hollywood. Big Hollywood Chris's. My second choice was Matthew Lillard.
What was he in?
I don't know what he's done lately, but he was in the Scream movies.
Okay. Oh, yeah, him. Yeah. I just looked it up on my phone, and definitely, as soon as I saw him, I've seen him before in other things.
Check the links. We'll link that in the show notes.
We will. We'll link all of our people who we chose to, instead of just throwing out names. Yeah, him. He's good.
I pictured Arcade kind of older.
Yeah,
in
I think...
his 40s, so I think Matthew Lillard... now would be a good...
And he kind of looks like Arcade Ganon. Right. And he kind of looks like a scientist, too.
Right.
Who I chose... I chose Jordan Peele.
Okay.
He directed Get Out. He's been on Comedy Central
mm-hmm.
Doing Key and Peele skits.
Uh-huh, I know he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he could really pull off an Arcade Ganon. I think... we were typecasting before we even did the show years back, or at least I was, for The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the second book. It was one of the characters in there who was kind of the nerdy type. And that was always my headcanon. It was Jordan Peele.
Interesting.
And
that's
then
a good choice.
My last one was Donal Gleeson. He was, he's the Irish actor, red hair.
Right, he plays the in the Star Wars movies.
Yes, yeah, Hux.
Hux.
Hux, yeah. He was also in Harry Potter.
It's hard, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to not see him as Hux. I haven't seen him in anything else.
I've seen him in a lot of other things, and...
wasn't he in Ex Machina?
Yeah, he was the lead in Ex Machina.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I want to. But yeah, so maybe that would give me more.
And that kind of influenced my choice of him being on the more science-oriented side.
Okay.
Helpful side, and I think he could really run away with the character.
We only have a few left, so let's kind of hit the big ones. Spoiler alert, I was talking about this with Max earlier before we were recording, and there are some companions that I haven't even used in the game, so I didn't have much of an idea for them. So I have names down, but I'm not totally married to them. But the two biggest names that we have left are Mr. House.
Yep.
And Caesar.
Oh, and President Kimball. I think we both casted him.
I did cast him, but he really just shows up for a...
for a monologue, and in my world dies, your right. world saves him.
Caesar.
Yeah, let's do Caesar. I'm really excited about my choices.
His born name was Edward Sallow.
He was a follower of the apocalypse, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Right.
And he just became enlightened after reading some old books that survived the war. Some old Latin books.
And he decided that the best way to rebuild the wasteland was to duplicate the methods of the Roman Empire.
Expand and conquer?
Conquering all the different tribes and forming them into one giant army that would just conquer everything.
Yeah. It almost worked until the first battle of Hoover Dam when...
That was when he met his first major defeat at the hands of the NCR.
Yeah, the NCR had a major defeat that day, too. I think both sides lost, but one side won a little bit more than the other. Right. One got to keep the Hoover Dam.
Right.
And one was just bitter.
Barely. So, yeah, Caesar. My first choice, I think the person that I would most want to see in that role, Edward James Olmos.
Yeah. He would, oh, yeah.
Badass head of the biggest army in the wasteland.
Yep. That's one a really good
strong
one.
Personality that could bind all of these crazy tribes together.
Definitely.
My second choice was more of the physical type to the game character, and that's Dean Norris.
Oh, yeah, from Breaking Bad.
From Breaking Bad.
I think he was on The Shield as well.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's been in other things. He's definitely a badass.
Yeah. It's minerals, Marie. Minerals. It's not just rocks. Who did you have?
I had, Ed Harris. Just from his role on Westworld and The Truman Show. I kind of saw him as kind of like the leader, and yeah, he's definitely a badass, and he's seen it all and experienced, and he's a phenomenal actor.
Right. Caesar has a secret in his head.
Et tumor Brutus?
That might actually be the name of a quest.
That is the name of the quest. My second choice, I was torn between them, but I think I'm going to end up going with John Malkovich.
Malkovich.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
And pretty much I'm envisioning him from Con Air playing Cyrus the Virus.
Right.
And him, that's kind of my version of Caesar. He's kind of that... bad guy.
Very intense.
Very intense. And he's kind of really intense in the game when you actually get to meet him. So,
yes.
And he's a big, big personality too. So,
very, very philosophical.
Yeah. Yeah, he is pretty philosophical too. And I think he would enjoy the role because it's a lot of Roman literature and a lot of history behind that philosophy of that character. And I think he could play that really well.
Now that you mention it, you know how well... The same kind of actor would be Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Definitely.
But that's me calling an audible.
Yeah, we just played Beyond Two Souls and Willem Dafoe was in there.
Yes.
And that's kind of who I'm seeing. Also the Green Goblin.
Right.
Just kind of that bad guy. Want to do Mr. House next?
Yeah. I only have one choice. But I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. I think I chose William Dafoe for that one.
Oh.
I was looking at my notes when you said William Dafoe, making sure
that's
that...
That's why you looked at your notes when I said that. Okay.
I think he could play Mr. House pretty well. I tried to stay away from the people who have actually played characters similar to him, like The Aviator, Leonardo DiCaprio. I tried to stay away from him, even though you've seen he's played...
Robert Downey Jr.,
that kind of thing. And my last choice It is kind of in that category, but Tom Hanks.
Okay.
He's kind of like, he's played Walt Disney before, and that's kind of who I...
Right.
And pictured as a Mr. House type.
Mr. House, super smart. He was an industrialist. Did he run Robco or the other one?
Robco, and I'm not sure about the canon on this. I could be wrong, but I think he also owned part of Vault-Tec.
Okay.
There was a lot of background on it. Right, right, and it's really rich and interesting. And but yeah, he started Robco. He was pretty much like the Tony Stank, who was
essentially, yes.
Yeah.
I picked Raul Julia.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that name.
He's an older actor, been around. I may be showing my age, but
oh yeah, him.
Yeah. He was in The Addams Family.
Oh yeah, definitely him.
As Gomez Adams. Been in other things. He's done serious roles as well.
Tequila Sunrise, I remember that movie.
Yeah. He could play bad guys, good guys, weird guys, you know.
And that's kind of what Mr. House is.
Just about anything, so.
Yeah. I like it.
It was good. I like that.
Do you have anyone else for that one, or just...
I only had the one.
Okay.
Yeah, for him. Pushing over 30 minutes. Should we do a lightning round for the last few?
Yeah, since these are the characters, each of these characters we really didn't play all that much with.
Right. President Kimball.
President Kimball, I chose the typical presidential types. Craig T. Nelson, or Billy D. Williams.
That would be Billy D., yes.
Who'd you have?
I went a little younger. One of the Jeremy Renner.
Oh, okay.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I could see him doing kind of a politician type, you know?
Definitely.
And he was... What was that Bradley Cooper movie?
Limitless?
No, it was kind of a gangster movie, but not American.
I know what you're talking about.
Renner played a Chicago... alderman, kind of more high energy than Hawkeye, and I thought that was very similar. I could see him playing that kind of part.
Yeah, definitely.
Not much of a lightning round if we're not just yep. skipping through these. Who did you have for Raul?
Raul, the ghoul mechanic. I had Diego Luna, or I think Michelle Rodriguez from... Anything Quentin Tarantino, El Rey Network. She seems to always be on there. Resident Evil. Shoot.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Again, gender flipping it.
Right. I picked Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
Raul is a ghoul, so there would be either CGI or lots of prosthetic makeup involved. But I was reading through Raul's background, and apparently he was a gunslinger post-war in Mexico City.
Yeah.
So I pictured Oscar Isaac, the hotshot pilot cut type, you know.
Yeah, that's one hell of a pilot.
And then Lily, the schizophrenic.
Grandma.
Super mutant.
Nightkin, yeah. I picked Betty White or Jessica Walter. Just two grandma types. But I think I would go with Betty White on that one.
I'm not even going to mention my choice because those are perfect. Okay, yeah. I'll mention Kathy Bates is what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think
kind of a grandma type.
I was teetering whether picking her or not.
I really like Betty White, though. We just get Betty White to do the voice of this giant, crazy, super mutant Nightkin.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Well, cool. I think that pretty much concludes it for this episode. Want to do a final casting call real quick, who we chose for each role.
Just pick one each,
and then
okay.
We'll see where the pieces fall. Player character?
Tatiana Maslany.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay.
Kaluuya.
Okay.
That's how you pronounce it.
And then Benny.
Nick Frost.
Man. I'm going to go with John Hamm.
Yeah, I think that's... I was going to go with that one.
Okay.
Kaz?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
I like that one a lot. I can't get that one out of my head. But for the sake of it, I'll do Emma Roberts.
Okay. Who's next? Veronica.
Veronica.
Brie Larson.
Letitia Wright.
It's Letitia.
Letitia. It's L-E-T-I-T-I-A.
Letitia.
Letitia. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Letitia Wright.
That's good. I don't have them in order. Who did we do next? Boone?
Boone, yeah. I'm going to go John Bernthal.
You had two choices. You also had...
Oh, wait, no, I'm going to take that one back. I'm going to do Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff.
That's who okay. I want. Both of them are really strong. I would choose both of them to play, but I think...
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling? Excellent.
And then Arcade Gannon.
Jordan Peele.
Chris Pine. Two very different actors.
Yep. Caesar?
Caesar. Edward James Olmos.
I think I'm going to go with John Malkovich, just because high energy, and I love Con Air, and I love to see that character as Caesar.
Okay. Who did we miss? Boone? No, we did Boone.
Oh, Mr. House. Did
Mr.
you?
Mr. House.
Yeah.
Raul Julia.
I'm going to go with Tom Hanks.
Okay. President Kimball.
Billy Dee Williams.
Jeremy Renner. Doc Mitchell.
Danny Glover.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Kind of typecasting.
Raul.
Oscar Isaac.
I'm going to go with Michelle Rodriguez.
And then Lily.
Betty White.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're supposed to be providing a choice. I think you should put both of yours down.
Yeah, Betty White, Jessica Walters.
Jessica Walters.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sound effect, nailed it. Air horn. Well, right. Cool. Thanks for joining us on this episode. Make sure to check out our website for more episodes. It's uncasting.com. You can find us on social media. You can find me, Max Brum, that's my handle, on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at Lunar Obverse pretty much everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, my blog. Well, actually, my blog is bamoon.com. Yeah. So, check out the polls and vote. And make sure and comment with any suggestions or other casting choices you might have or suggestions for future shows.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. There you have it. New Vegas, pretty as a diamond flood.